Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, mamas. Excuse my voice sounding like I swallowed a pack of lit cigarettes. I'm sick. That's why I'm laying in bed recording this, not trying to emulate Emma Chamberlain relatable down to earth recording podcast from her couch, from her bed vibes. No, I'm bedridden. I don't know what I have. My roommate, came home 2 days ago and was like, I'm sick. And I'm like, well, I take my gummy vitamins. Yes, I have a roulette of, six different gummy vitamins that I'll take. And they have fended off, any illness for so long. But I think something caught up to me. Something said, you know what? We found your match, Ben. And I've been coughing every 5 minutes. My nose is so runny. I have gotten maybe 6 hours of sleep in the past 72 hours. It's really awesome. Few things are keeping the smile on my face. One of them is iShow Speed released a song that was so incredible it almost brought tears to my eyes. It was such a shock that I haven't felt in so long. Nothing much really surprises me these days anymore, if at all. So to be brought to tears by an iShow Speed song was quite the surprise. Highly recommend you stream. I'm feeling a little delirious too. What else is keeping the smile so on my face? Oh, Little Caesars, Crazy Puffs. They're $3.99, I think, for four. No, fuck. I think $2.99, and you get four pieces. What is a Little Caesars Crazy Puff, you might ask? It is like a little. It's the shape of a muffin, but it's filled with cheese. Okay, that sounds fucking disgusting. It's the shape of a muffin filled with your choice of cheese or pepperoni. And delicious herb oil on top, and they're super cheap, and they're really awesome, and Little Caesars has been there for me in times where no other human has, no family member, no friend, no therapist could ever be. Little Caesars has had me. That's not even sponsored, that's just speaking from the heart, speaking from the truth. Next up, things that are making me smile is the new Fortnite update. Really enjoying that. They honestly could release nothing but it's just poop guns. Like, they could be like, okay, new Fortnite season, and it's all poop guns, and the island is made of poop, and all the houses are made of poop, and I'd be like, this is the most awesome thing that I've ever played in my life. Okay, next up, things making me smile. I'm going to England in a week. Very excited for that. It is also coming at a time where by the time you're seeing this, I probably posted it. Maybe not yet, but I'm posting a video where I'm creating a death hoax on the King of England. So that'll be a fun plane trip into England. But I'm very excited to see my friends. It's a bunch of my friends, and we're all meeting up in England, and we're going to one of my favorite places in England called Brighton. It's so pretty, it's so coastal, it's so seaside, and I love the sea, I love the ocean. What can I say? I love the Atlantic Ocean. It's so warm, even though it's the North Sea. Yo, wait, my voice is so fucking deep right now from coughing my brains out. Let me see if I can hit this shit. Yo ho, oh, Hans. How crazy would it be if I fell asleep on this podcast? And that was the next 26 minutes of it, was me just snoring. Things bring a frown to my face of many. I snore. Found that out recently. I downloaded that app where you can record your sleep sounds. There's a lot of snoring. I didn't think I was, nasty like that. And one of my mutuals, I saw they posted, they were like, listen, I snore, I am a mouth breather, so I started duct taping my mouth shut. And I was like, what do you mean? But then I looked into it, and it's, a real thing. People will, duct tape their mouth shut, when they sleep, which forces you to breathe through your nose, which I kind of want to try. I'm kind of scared. Because what if a booger gets lodged in my nose and there is no other airways? There's no other holes for me to breathe from. Fucking then what? I just die. I'm not going to be able to, breathe. I'm not going to be able to, push the duct tape off my mouth while I'm asleep. So I'm kind of scared. I kind of want to try it with, scotch tape or something. But I'm gonna be sharing an Airbnb with friends, so I need to get that shit figured out before I go. Things also bringing a frown to my face. Nothing. I'm actually so happy. Okay, sorry. I had to take a little nap for a little bit. But I'm back now. I'm realizing my life's so perfect. My life's so awesome. I have nothing to complain about. Do I look into all the clothes I have and not a single thing sparks joy? So I wear the exact same outfit 5 out of 7 days a week. Yes. And when I look through said closet and look at every single outfit I have, and realize there's nothing actually wrong with it, that maybe the call is coming from inside the house. Well, then what? Also, as I was falling asleep, I listened to the new I Show Speed song again. It's just incredible, truly incredible. I'm getting the urge to move cross country to somewhere. I'm realizing that this room that I rot in for so much time, I've been in since I was 19. I've been living in this room since I was a teenager, and I'm 24. And even though it's gone through various variations, there's CDs all across the wall now, and the entire ceiling and back wall is reflective. It still has an energy to it, and I don't know if that's something. I'm not really a superstitious person or believe in anything, but I do. I almost get the feeling that, certain rooms have energies to them. Okay, I've had so many memories, so many moments lived in this. Oh my god, I need water. So many moments lived in this room. And they're all compounded. And, maybe it's not energy. Maybe it's just like a mixture of black mold and farts. And that's the vibe I've created in here that is making me want to dip. But, I think I'm also, but no. But then, whenever I get into this, wistful, I need to get away, I need to create a new life somewhere on an island somewhere, I, realize, no the fuck I don't. There is so much value to be had in what you already own. Don't go looking for answers in faraway places, because most of the time, those places won't have the answer, and the answer is within you. If you don't like where you live, if it's not making you happy, then it's just time to reframe the way you look at it, okay? People go on trips to find themselves in South Asia and go do yoga in an ashram for 3 months and then realize that they could have had all the healing that they had there back in bumfuck Nebraska where they came from. Why am I having moments of clarity, akin to, a Chinese monk right now in my bed? Fuck, maybe I'm dying. Maybe, this isn't, COVID. This is, actually, a really bad disease. And I'm like having like my moment of clairvoyance and like solitude before I pass away. Isn't that what happens when people die? They like they get so wise for like 3 minutes and like they call it like rallying when like a patient is on the deathbed and they're about to fucking die. Like some like crazy shit happens where they're like E equals MC squared. I don't know. But like, oh my God, what if this happened to me? No. Okay. I went to the doctor's yesterday because just for like a checkup. Don't even worry. Because I got new insurance and I realized they haven't been to the doctor since I was 12. So, I had to go, and it was actually really kind of humiliating. He did not ask if I was sexually active at all. Which is, I feel like is a normal thing. They asked me that when I was fucking 12 and asked me that today. So I think I give incel energy. And my question to you is, do I give incel energy? Because I was almost a little offended. The way he didn't even ask if I was sexually active. I could have been the biggest, the most ran through person on earth, filled to the brim with STDs. And, you know, because he thought I was an incel, we would never find out, and I could die. And maybe I'm fucking dying now. But he did order a blood test, which he gave me the sheet for. And apparently I have a month to do it, but I'm just not going to do that. I don't think there's any reality where I go and get the blood test done. I'm so scared of needles at this big age. Yes, I am still so scared of needles. I don't think I can bring myself to it. My original game plan was like, okay, I'll get the order for the blood test and then I'll take an edible right before, like a big one. So I have no clue what's going on. And then I have someone just like drag me to the blood clinic. But then he told me that you have to fast for freaking 12 hours before. And I don't smoke at all or anything like that. So there's no other option. So, I told him, like, I was so straight up with him. I was like, listen, I'm very scared of needles, Mr. Doctor, and there's a very slim chance that I'm gonna go and get this blood drawn, but I will, you know, write down the order, jot me down, and if I have a brave day, then I'll go do it. So, the clock is ticking. Your encouragement. A hair just wrapped around my fucking uvula. That was really awesome. The clock is ticking. Your encouragement in the comments would be very much appreciated. Summer is around the corner. Woo! Guys, who's excited for summer? Who is excited for climate disasters? Sorry, that was, like, me trying to be funny and, like, quirky, and that was just, like, the most, like, depressing fucking thing to say. So forget I said that at all, and I'm gonna chug more water. One sec. I realized the other day that I have, like, I've noticed two events that are almost, like, very Mandela effect-y. The first being monkeypox. What the hell was that? Put yourself back to 2022. We had effectively finished up with the pandemic. We were like, it's done. It's fucking done, y'all. Like you no longer need a mask to go into places. You no longer need to show vaccination. Yada, yada, yada. Like, we had broken the fucking curse, it felt like. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, the news is like,
and the disease is befalling the nation. It is called the monkeypox.
And no one knew what the fuck it was, but, like, some scientists were saying, like, there was a strain that would kill 1 out of 10 people that had it. So if you got fucking monkeypox, there was a 10% chance that you would die. And not in, like you cough to death type way, which obviously is not the most fun, but, like... as I'm doing right now, you would die from having, like, pustules all over your face, and then, like, you'd have, like, a heart attack, and if you touched your eyeball, you would go blind, and there was people And like all it took to get spread was touching something that someone with monkeypox had touched. It was so fucking scary, and I was like, oh my god, this is it. And so like a bunch of people were getting vaccinated, I think, and nothing happened. Tell me where did monkeypox go? I literally thought that, like, I thought we were cooked. I thought we were done. And then it just disappeared. Huh? All of that for what? Like, for literally what? Like, is anyone getting monkeypox today? Is it going around? Also, who fucked a monkey for that to happen? Like, it came from monkeys. Monkeys are fucking freaks. I'm so sorry. Like, we need to stay away from them. I'm so, like, whenever I see a video of, like, some random person in Texas that has a pet monkey because they have no, like, pet laws there, I'm like, no! You are causing the next pandemic. Get the fuck away from that thing. And they're so evil. And, like monkeys are actually evil. I went to Bali in 2019, and, like, I literally saw firsthand monkeys just, like, stealing iPhones out of people's pockets and going and having sex in the trees. These are not cute animals. They're fucking demons, and they're just like us. They have thumbs. That's so scary. Like, they can just, like, use tools, and, like, like, I think, isn't there one that can speak? Or is that just Planet of the Apes? They freak me out, and, like, all they cause is misery and grief and monkeypox. Stay the fuck away from monkeys, 2024, please. I will admit, baby monkeys, when they're, like, in the little diapers, I think that's really cute. I'm all for that. Like, videos of, like, little baby monkeys playing with little baby puppies, that shit's awesome. But in general, get the fuck out of the jungle. Do not go near them, okay? Please. Next, next, like, Berenstain Bears ass event is the Apple Vision Pro. I saw nothing but Apple Vision Pro stuff online for, like, 2 weeks when it came out, and then blank. Almost as if it never existed in the first place. I have not seen a single person with an Apple Vision Pro. I've not seen a single person post about using their Apple Vision Pro. I literally think it disappeared. Like, I think it got recalled. I think, like, Apple realized it was a flop and, like, fucking assassinated everyone that, like, bought one. And I returned mine, so I'm safe. Like, the ops did not come for me. But, like, where are the people who bought Apple Vision Pros? They're fucking gone, y'all. They don't exist anymore. It's so crazy. And rightfully so. I mean, I've literally predicted this. I just ripped a hair off of my head. I literally said this when I bought it. I made a whole podcast episode on it. It's so stupid. It's the dumbest fucking device ever. We don't need it. It's $4,000. Like, so it doesn't surprise me, but it's, like, eerily quiet. It's like, I would have expected out, like, to hear something, see something, see them at least once a week. Once a month. I don't think I've seen anything about Apple Vision Pro this entire month. Where the fuck did it go? I want to break my iPhone in half also. I'm at a point where I just, like, I stare at my phone and I'm like, this is an actual hunk of metal that I just, like, feel no emotion towards other than just, like, kind of quiet dread. My phone is a piece of shit. I want to shoot it with a gun. And I think back to when I first got iPhone, when I was, like, 12. How awesome it was. How much I love having an iPhone. How much I love my apps. How much I love my games. Even past being 12. Like, even, like, a few years ago, I would have a few games on my phone that I was like, this is so, like, I love this game. This game is making me love life. I would, like... I'd load up my game, I'd load up Airport Story and put on a YouTube video, and, like, that was heaven itself. I needed nothing more in that moment. And now it's like, I go on iPhone, I rotate between Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok for the 30 minutes that my screen time limit allows, and then I put it down, and I just, like, find myself, like, going on Wikipedia and just, like, cycling through these random, like, C-list apps that I have on my phone to try and find, like, some entertainment. Or I'll go on my fucking news app. That's when it's over, y'all. That's when it's really over, is when I'm on my news app just, like, scrolling. Because I just, like, I crave the sensation of scrolling through something and getting new little tidbits of information as I scroll. And I literally have a fucking new Apple News Plus subscription because, like, I do it so much. Here's my day. Here's a run through, a walk through of my day. I wake up far too early every morning when the sun rises at like 6 in the morning. I scroll through, I flip between Twitter, TikTok, and Instagram, like in rotation until my phone physically kicks me out. And by the way, I don't know the screen time password because it's the last 4 digits of this bottle of hand sanitizer's barcode that I gave to my roommate to type in for my screen time limit. So like, I don't know it. So there's no way of me like going around it. Like, I'm actually a fucking genius for that. Like, I'm so smart. So I'm actually so unplugged, and I know this whole episode's been me bitching and moaning, yada, 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 but I am actually doing pretty good. I'm just feeling a little nihilistic and a little under the dumps. That's not a fucking saying. In the dumps, not under. Very much in them, because I'm sick. And I want to feel sunlight. I want to feel the breeze on my face. I want to run through the hills. I want to explore new lands, but I am bedridden. And this shit better be gone by the time I go to England. I'm not about to be super spreading in England. I'm not about to be pulling up to London. Y'all remember the London Bridge song? Like, London Bridge is falling down, London Bridge is falling. No, Ring Around the Rosie. That song is literally based off the Black Plague. Is that not the craziest thing you've ever fucking heard? Yeah. When they say we all fall down, it's them falling down from the Black Plague. Like, they were coming up with crazy ass songs. We need a why did we never get like a fun song like that for COVID? Like, maybe not Ring Around the Rosie, but we could have been like, I actually can't think of anything right now. Actually, I'm gonna take another nap. One sec. Hello. The whole entire day is almost wasted. Woo! I'm also awaiting a call today, which is really fun and awesome. I love when people say they're going to call me, but they don't specify when. And then the whole day, I make no other plans, and I cancel plans, and I stay in my house because I'm waiting for the call. Because I have really insane call anxiety. and if I know that I have to take a call, I will just be riddled with dread the entire day until it happens. Even if I know exactly what is going to happen on said call, it stresses me out for no reason. And I used to, I'm realizing there was a time period where I was having so many calls. Like, when I was, like, really in my broke era, in, like, 20, one of the years that starts with 20, I was doing like so many brand deals on TikTok. I would have to take like so many calls, like every day I would take like 3 or 4 calls and like Zoom calls and stuff, like even beyond just brand. Like, I don't even know why, like the people I was working with before had me doing so many calls for no fucking reason. And they would always be like, Hey team, so great to meet in person. And then the call would end. Like, it was, like, really just these random, like, 15-minute calls where we wouldn't even exchange any information. We would just be like, hey, everyone. And I would have those, like, 4 a day. And so there was, like, a whole period of my life where I was just, like, waiting for call after call after call. And, like, my only refuge was the weekends when there was no more calls to be had. And I hate calls. I really do hate them. And furthermore, I hate a phone-ass call, okay? If you're going to, like, voice call me, Do not do that shit over fucking T-Mobile or Verizon or over a cell phone tower. FaceTime audio me, you sick freak. What the fuck are you calling on the shit that Alexander Graham Bell invented? That sounds like you're talking through, like, an anus. Like, I hate the sound quality. My leg died. I hate the sound quality of a fucking phone. It's so bad. Me screaming when I'm coughing all day, like, that's gonna do wonders for my throat. FaceTime audio is glorious. It's so crystal clear. It barely uses any data. So if you're like a little weirdo that's like, oh, I don't have unlimited data, shut the fuck up. It uses like a megabyte. And also, when you're calling people, it uses up your minutes. And like, I only got a U.S. phone number like a month ago. So I was on a Canadian phone number. So bitches would call me, like call me, and it would use up my international minutes. So I would be paying like $1 per fucking minute. Cause it's so stupid. I hate cell phone calls. Don't ever call me through a fucking telephone line, you freak. You sick fuck. Like, you're actually fucking insane. FaceTime audio me, but don't actually FaceTime me. That's the other thing, though. Like, there's a certain level of contact that I'm okay with, and it's not telephone calls, but it's also not FaceTimes. If I get a FaceTime out of the blue, I will green the fuck out. Don't ever do that to me. It's the worst thing you could ever do to me. If you want to FaceTime me, who am I talking to right now? Like, none of you have my fucking number. This is just, you know, if anyone can relate. What did Logic say in the song about suicide? Who can relate? Woo! Just text me if you want to FaceTime me. Don't FaceTime me out of the blue, because I probably won't pick up, and then I'll also be, like, so anxious afterwards. Okay, so I'm really realizing that I just actually need to get out of my fucking house, that I'm, like, at the point where I'm getting, like, anxious about, like, getting a FaceTime call. Yeah, so maybe it's time for me to, like, go actually fucking exist in the real world. Maybe it is time for me to, get dirt on my hands, feel the earth underneath my feet, do manual labor that is not the weights machines of my gym. Maybe that will fix everything. But that being said, enough yapping about me. Let's read your drama of the week. We got some crazy drama in here today. Drama. A teacher at my school is rumored to be a creep, and then we found out he was in a relationship with a student. He went to jail for that. He confessed, but after his trial, he got released. Bruh. I don't fucking understand how people like that just get released. Like, there's this app called Citizen, and you can, like, see, like, local sex offenders. Why is there 4 living on my fucking street? Go away! What do you mean you're living on my street, bitch? You should be in jail! What the fuck? How do you, like, literally do heinous shit like that and then only go to jail for, like, a month? Huh? You should be sent on an ice floe. You should be sent to a Russian fucking prison colony. You should be, like, literally filled with, like, fireworks and then shot up into the sky on the 4th of July. Like, what the fuck do you mean you're free? That's, like, there was this guy. This is completely separate. He didn't, like, do anything, like, sexual, but he, he just casually, cut this guy's head off on my bus. I wasn't on it, but it's the same route that I used to take, a Greyhound bus in Alberta. Cut this guy's head off and ate his face, and he was, like, released 3 years later, and, like, he actually called Saul. His lawyer said that he, like, had an insanity plea. Bye. Like, I need that lawyer for, like, I don't plan on cutting anyone's head off, but, like, you know, if there's any impending legal doom for me, bro, like, I have the insanity plea, like, ready to go, okay? Like, Like, I've got it in the bag. But I'm so sorry. That's so gross. Like, that teacher is just, like, fucking on the loose. I mean, hopefully not on the loose. Hopefully, like, hiding in a cave. Go throw a rock at him. I love you all so much. I'll see you next Wednesday. Hopefully I'm not sick as a dog. Also, let me know if y'all want... Do y'all want a guest on this podcast? Y'all want to see my friends? Y'all want to see me interact with other people for once in my life? Yeah? Okay. Let me know. I love you, Mama, so much. Thank you for nursing me back to health. That's what this felt like. Appreciate you. Love you. Bye!